Hello everybody, this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, Afreiluchon Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach, Happy Chanukah, whatever floats your boat. Just want to focus on Chanukah Insight, Day 3 of 8 Days of Inspiration. Today I want to focus on the Torah reading of Chanukah we read from the Parshas Nesiim. So the context of this is on the beginning of Nisan was when the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, was inaugurated, and for the subsequent 12 days, the first 12 days of Nisan, there was every single day, there was a tribal leader, a Nasi, that brought forward a specific sacrifice. It was a various, it wasn't just an animal sacrifice, it was various different components to it. It was elaborate on dish goblets of silver. Excuse me, as we read in the Torah reading, and this is the Torah reading that we read during Chanukah, one can ask, what is the connection between the holiday of Chanukah and the bringing of the sacrifice of the tribal leaders during the inauguration of the Mishkan? It didn't take place during this time of year. Now, there is an idea that when Moshe told the Jewish people to build the Mishkan, the Mishkan was actually concluded its construction at the end of Kislev, but the Mishkan was actually not erected at the end of Kislev, it was erected a few months later at the beginning of Nisan. So Hashem said to the Jewish people, I will have Kislev in mind for a future holiday, and that was the holiday of Chanukah. But that's like kind of an indirect connection between the inauguration of the Mishkan and the days of Chanukah. I just want to focus in on a kind of a larger message that really connects both the avoda of the tribal leaders and the message of Chanukah, and that is the word Chanukah itself is renewal, and the renewal of, you know, we say Chanukah bayit, when somebody has moves into a new home, it's a renewal. It's a celebration, and the idea is that Chanukah, the holiday, and the Chanukah Samishkan have something in common. What is that? That there was a period of time before that where God's presence, the godly presence, did not rest among the Jewish people. We did not feel His presence. There was a time of Hester Panim. There was a time of God's concealed face. We did not feel that warmth. We did not feel that godliness. And when it came time for the inauguration of the Mishkan, once again, after a significant time period, which began with the sin of the golden calf, God's concealed face, we once again felt that warmth, that spiritual light, and that coincided with the Nesiim bringing forward their offerings. And that's what it has in common with the holiday of Chanukah. The renewal of that spiritual light, that of godliness that was absent in the lives of the Chashmonaim. And that's why we read the Torah reading of the Chanukah and the Nesiim, particularly during the time of Chanukah, even though it's not the time of year, because that's the common theme, the period of renewal. So I think this is an encouraging message to all the people that struggle with light in life, of having like a breakthrough. We're looking for a spiritual breakthrough. We're looking for a time and a moment where we want to just feel God's light. That we feel so many challenges, so many obstacles, so much darkness. We're just living in such a dark world. We want to just feel that that renewal, and that renewal is the theme of this season. That's why we read this Torah reading. So as we gather around the Chanukah lights tonight, let us have that in mind. Let us have a prayer that we, not only as a people, find renewal with godliness, but but also for the greater Jewish nation as well, for Klal Yisrael. Wish you all meaningful and joyous Hanukkah.